Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show. This is episode number 31, titled, What Do You Give an Entrepreneur for Christmas? Now, do you have an entrepreneur or maybe a microbusiness owner or someone who wants to start a microbusiness or start something in your family or on your Christmas list? Well, I have a great list of ideas. Well, I hope it's great. A great list of ideas of things you can buy that person to encourage them in pursuing their microbusiness or entrepreneurial thinking. How do I know this list? Well, because I'm an entrepreneur myself. I'm a business owner myself. I'm an accountant, but I also am a writer, author, speaker, blogger, consultant. And so I have lots of different aspects to my business, and I've used all the things on this list myself, or I created them myself, or I have found them extremely helpful as gifts I would have loved to have been given or would still like to get. Okay, so I'm going to break down this Christmas list of ideas for what you can give an entrepreneur into three main areas. One is gifts for the startup, the person who's just wanting to consider starting a micro business. And then we'll branch into one of the important things about being successful, which is marketing. I have some ideas of gifts you can help someone who needs to market their business more. And or finally, if you have someone who's up and running, what kind of gifts can you give that person? And so I'll share each of those with you. Hey, the show notes are over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for episode number 31, What Do You Give an Entrepreneur for Christmas? I'll also post this over at my website called Micro Business for Teens. You can find it there if you look for the podcast on What Do You Give an Entrepreneur for Christmas. So you can find some links to some of the stuff I'm going to mention. So let's dive in. Let's think about the gifts that would be great for someone who's just interested in starting a micro business. Well, one of the things I think you should get them is a whiteboard and some dry erase markers, because this is great for brainstorming. It'll be also useful later as like a to-do list on the wall, but a whiteboard is a wonderful thing for someone who's just starting to do brainstorming. How do you do brainstorming? Well, for that, you might want to check out the Dollars and Cents Show episode number 27, where I did a brainstorming exercise with some teenagers and recorded what they were doing. There's also pictures of their whiteboards and how they did some brainstorming to come up with some micro business ideas. So start with that. Big old whiteboard, dry erase markers, let them have fun. They'll thank you for it. But there's also plenty of books and even videos that can help the startup micro business owner. Obviously, I'm going to recommend my books first because I think they're really applicable both to teenagers or to adults who just want a very simple, quick read. And they're called Micro Business for Teens. It's a series of three books and a workbook if you like to actually work out your thoughts on paper. The workbook's pretty helpful. You can get those over at microbusinessforteens.com. They come, like I said, three books, one book called Starting, the second book's called Running, and the third book is called Money and Taxes. And hey, over at Micro Business for Teens, you can also find a DVD of a public television show that I did on starting a micro business. You can also view it at YouTube, but if you want something to wrap and put under the tree, you might want to consider buying the DVD. I think that'd be a great gift to give to a budding micro business owner. I've also got a couple other books that might be of interest to you. One is called Teens and Taxes. Just head over to that website, Teens and Taxes. It's probably more a book written for the parent of the teenager, but hey, if a kid starts making money running a micro business, the parent's going to need to know what to do with that. So you might want to consider downloading that book. Probably more for you parents, if you're the ones listening to this, or the teenagers, tell your parents about that book. And also another book I wrote called Business Tips and Taxes for Writers. So if you have a budding author, well, then you're going to want to listen to my show, that's my podcast show, that's a little bit like this one. It's called What Do You Give an Author for Christmas? That'll be episode number 32 But anyway, Business Tips and Taxes for Writers, the book, is really helpful, even if you're not a writer, just a general business owner, to kind of give you some information about starting the writing business. And you can find that over at taxesforwriters.com. But of course, I'm going to pop it in the show notes, dollarsandcentsshow.com, episode number 31. You know, another thing you might really want to give your budding entrepreneur are biographies of entrepreneurs. I read quite a few biographies. I read the biography of the founder of Chick-fil-A. Man, what a hard worker Truett Cathy was. Very inspiring. I'm also kind of in the middle of Steve Jobs' biography. It's quite a thick biography. That's why I'm saying in the middle of it. Might be there for a while. You know, there were many things about Mr. Jobs that are just fantastic, his creativity, but many things about his personality, which you wouldn't want to emulate. He had a tendency to be very opinionated and unkind in sometimes how he treated his employees, but you can certainly learn from people's good examples as well as their bad ones. So entrepreneur biographies might be really interesting. You can get those in ebook format, print format, audio, all kinds of different ways to encourage you as you start a micro business or your teenager. Okay, so whiteboard for brainstorming, books to help you get your entrepreneur started. How about a consultation? How about a consultation with an accountant? Now, many people think they only need that after they make money, but that's a big mistake. You ought to start with a consultation with, hey, a business coach or an accountant. And sometimes accountants can be business coaches as well. I do business coaching, especially my target market are authors, like I said, or teenage business owners. And we can do consultations on Skype or over the phone, or if you're in the local Cincinnati tri-state area, we set them up in person, which is, of course, how I got started when I was helping teenagers understand the businesses that they were up and running. So, hey, a consultation with an accountant might be a really good idea. Here's another idea for someone just starting up a business. Get them, and this is free, so this is cheap for you, get them an employer identification number. They're free from the IRS over at irs.gov. I'll put a link in the show notes. But this employer identification number is a unique number for a sole proprietor. You only need one for all the businesses you'll start. You get it in your name. But it's wonderful because you use that instead of your Social Security number. Keeps your Social Security number safe from identity theft. And you might also want to consider registering a fictitious business name. If you're a teenager, if you are starting a business and you want to use a business name, like one of my businesses is my publishing company called Ambassador Publishing. Well, so since I do business under a fictitious name, I have to register that in my state, or it might be at the county level for you. And we sometimes call this a DBA, Doing Business As. So I do business as Ambassador Publishing. I also do business as Carol Topp, CPA. So I had to register that fictitious name, and you could do that. It might cost a little bit. I think it cost me $50 in Ohio but one time, but it might be a great gift to give to, you know, your entrepreneur who's starting a business and they need to register their name. So those are just a couple ideas. Let's jump into marketing gifts for entrepreneurs. And this is where you can spend a lot of money on marketing, and it's a lot of fun money. So have fun with this list of ideas. First thing, a website, hosting, and a domain name. And the domain name, you might want to reserve your giftee's name. You can do that, and it doesn't cost much at all. For web hosting, hey, I use a place called momwebs.com. And they will set you up with a domain name, and you can buy one domain name, which is your name, another domain name for the business name or something like that. So basically that's the website name, and they can set you up with hosting. They can set it up really cheap, like starting at $5 a month for just the one website. I've been with MomWebs for a couple years, really love the way they do their business and can't say enough good things about them. You don't have to be a mom to have an account at MomWebs. I'm now, I think, on their mega plan because all of my websites, and I have a total of about 7 or 8, and those are 7 or 8 different domain names, all are hosted at momwebs.com. So I highly recommend you buy your entrepreneur a website. That's how you can do it. Head over to momwebs.com and see what they have to offer. Also, once you get a website, well, then you probably want to have a blog, obviously, and I recommend and I use WordPress as my blog platform. But WordPress right out of the box is pretty bare bones and pretty stripped down, so you might want to consider buying your micro-business owner, your entrepreneur, some premium themes or premium plugins. These are extra add-ons, little gadgets and widgets and fun things to make their website unique. Now, I could spend, and I have spent, some great money at StudioPress. That's the theme that I bought for Microbusiness for Teens. You could go take a look at it. I bought my custom premium theme from StudioPress. I've also been buying plugins and really like the plugins that I find over at WPMU Dev. I'm going to put the link for that in the show notes over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. And hey, I'll also put the show notes over at microbusinessforteens.com. So these are just, there's some plugins that I've been having a lot of fun with adding to my website to make the whole experience easier for me, but obviously easier for anybody who stops by my website. Let me take a quick little break here right now, and I'll come back with some more ideas of Christmas gifts you can give your budding entrepreneur or microbusiness owner.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Microbusiness for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Microbusiness for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own microbusinesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Well, this is Carol Topp. Welcome back to the Dollars and Cents Show. And we've been talking about, what do you give an entrepreneur for Christmas? I've got a great list. Both ideas I already shared in the first part of the program about gifts you can give someone who's just starting up. Or now I'm talking about gifts that help the entrepreneur do some marketing. So logo design. Every business should really have some unique logo design. You might want to hire a graphic designer to do that. And I've done a little bit myself. I'm not a graphic designer. The best designs are someone who does it professionally. I will put the show notes over at Dollars and Cents Show, episode number 31. A graphic designer I have used and loved. Her website is Designs by Christy. I'll put the link in the show notes for you, though. Anyway, she does great work. It might not be to your style, so you find a graphic designer that you like. And the best way to do that is to, you know, hop around, visit lots of websites. Or when you see a logo, ask the owner, who designed your logo? Who designed your stuff? Or, you know, ask. That's how you're going to find a graphic designer you like. Also, to go along with marketing, some great gifts you could give to your microbusiness owner would be some banners or brochures or posters or postcards. I use Vistaprint to get those printed. Again, I've used my graphic designer, Christy, and she has worked up the banners for me, and then she's even one time uploaded it to Vistaprint for me, and then I, of course, logged on and paid for it. But she's also designed brochures for me that, again, we uploaded to Vistaprint and had them printed. And it's just, Vistaprint is very affordable, very fast. Only messed up once, sent things to the wrong address, but they made good on their mistake. So overall, very, very pleased with Vistaprint's quality, speed, and price. But, you know, number one thing you should probably buy from Vistaprint would be business cards. And, you know, you don't just need one business card. Maybe you need several. I have about three or four, depending upon what I am trying to communicate with somebody about. So sometimes I just give them my generic business card. I have sometimes business cards that are just my book cover on one side, and then on the back is a little description of the book along with the website. So, or your product, if you don't have a book, you can put on one side of the card and then information on it in the back. And it's nice, something small and inexpensive you can hand out, put something in people's hands. So those are just some marketing ideas. You know, the website, premium themes, a logo design, banners, postcards, business cards, all still needed. And, you know, wouldn't your entrepreneur love to open that a gift under the tree on Christmas morning and find out some cool stuff that's going to help them be better about their business. Now, if you already have somebody up and running, there's still some great things you can get your micro-business owner. These things, some of them are a little harder to wrap, but really still will be greatly appreciated. And you might not think of this, but hey, get your micro-business owner or your entrepreneur a tax return. Hire a professional to do their tax return. And you can give them a gift card, or you can say, hey, I'll pay for your tax return, something like that. Arrange now is a good time before the holidays and before the new year to make an arrangement with an accountant. I said in the beginning you should probably arrange, in the beginning of your business, you should probably arrange for a consultation with an accountant. Now is where you want to now have them do the tax return. And especially if you have a teenager, they should go along with the appointment. They should understand all aspects of their tax return. Oh my gosh, they'll be so much ahead of the game for when they become adults and start being responsible for their own taxes. So get your tax return prepared. And I always recommend a local CPA because they'll know your state and local laws and things like sales tax and vendor's licenses and all these important things much better than somebody who's distant. You might also want to consider hiring a virtual assistant to help your entrepreneur. I have a virtual assistant. I've had a couple over the years, but he right now helps me with hundreds of different things. He helps me with my blog posts. He does social media posting. He's done some video editing and production for me. Haven't had him do audio editing yet, but he could certainly probably do that. There's tons of things that a virtual assistant could do, and maybe you could just say, I'm going to buy you 4 hours of a virtual assistant. And how do you find a virtual assistant? Well, there's some, you know, you start asking other entrepreneurs. Hop onto Facebook, hop onto any of your social media groups, and I hope you do belong to groups on social media sites. The social media sites are not just about the news feed, they're about the groups that form. And on there, you can start asking, well, who's one of the virtual assistants you've used? You can hire them just for a specific job, or you can just say, please work for me 5 hours a month and do these things. They're wonderful, and I've really able to expand my business greatly because of the help of my virtual assistant. That's not easy to wrap. Something that's easier to wrap would be technology. Hey, flash drives, PCs, iPads, iPhones, cameras, digital recording, microphones if they're going to get into podcasting. Lots and lots of technology out there. Just ask your budding entrepreneur, your micro business owner, what kind of stuff he'd like to have, and he'll give you quite the long list. Don't worry. But one thing you can do as a parent, especially to encourage your student in running or starting a micro business, would be to recognize their milestones and maybe give them sales awards. One father I know would give his son what he called tombstones, but you can get them made up at trophy shops, kind of awards or plaques to say, hey, you've hit a milestone. Hey, you started your micro business, or you hit 100 likes, or you have 1,000 people on your email list, all these different kinds of measures of progress or success, or you made your first dollar sale, or you accomplished something. You know, give them a plaque, give them an award. It's wonderful to be recognized, and sometimes we entrepreneurs, especially micro business owners who are working from our home, we don't get a lot of outside recognition. So it'd be really cool if you did that for a friend of yours, someone on your Christmas list that runs a micro business, and say, hey, I'm proud of you for doing this. Here's a plaque. Here's an award. That's just a great, unique idea that you can wrap, and they'll just be thrilled with that. They really will. Over on the show notes at Micro Business for Teens, as well as the dollarsandcentsshow.com, I've got a couple other websites, other people's ideas of what they have for gifts for entrepreneurs. You can take a look at those too. I hope you find this list kind of helpful, kind of, think about the things that entrepreneurs could use in their business and would appreciate in their business to get them started or to help them with marketing or to get them up and running and be better at running their business. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I would encourage you to give me a little Christmas gift, and that would be to go over to iTunes and give me a rating. How do you do that? Head over to dollarsandcentsshow.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see the iTunes logo. It's kind of purple with a black microphone and radio waves coming out of it. Click on that. You'll be taken to the show. You might have to click on View in iTunes to actually write the review, but I'm going to put some information in the show notes at dollarsandcentsshow.com to walk you through how to leave a review on iTunes. I appreciate that. Hey, if you've read my books, the Micro Business for Teens books, boy, I'd sure appreciate a review. It doesn't have to be long, just one sentence over at Amazon. That lets other people know that the books have been helpful to you. And if, you know, if your teenager wants to post a review, hey, I'd love that too. Make sure he says, you know, what his age is. That's fabulous. So I'd appreciate those Christmas gifts. That's what this entrepreneur wants, reviews of her books and her podcast. And that doesn't cost you anything. So, hey, I hope you find this helpful. Make sure you tune in to the Dollars and Cents show in the upcoming year. And I do wish you a very Merry Christmas, a very happy and prosperous new year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents radio show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.